You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This year, Oakland has seen a surge in homicides. For the first time since 2012, Oakland has reached over 100 cases. Crises like this keep Oakland native Glenn Upshaw busy. He's the leader of Youth Alive's Violence Interruption Team. A violence interrupter is a person who tries to peacefully resolve conflicts in the community. Sometimes people call Glenn and his team before the police. Glenn is someone who brings a lot of experience to mediations, as someone who committed crimes in the past and lost loved ones to violence. He talked to KALW's East Oakland reporter Junaid Darden about why he thinks there's been a rise in killings this year.
How did you get into this work?
Being from the streets, I was involved in some criminal activity back in the days. Come up to 2004, I end up catching a case and I was looking at some serious time. And so I felt like that was my warning. If anything else happened, that I would be gone for the rest of my life, locked up or hurt or dead. But come 2012, I had the opportunity to join an outreach organization. And in that, I found out that it's not so hard to intervene and make a difference in the community.
The crime today is really high in Oakland. This is the first time in 7 years that Oakland has reached over 100 homicides. What are some of the reasons from your perspective?
For one, I know this pandemic has altered everyone's life. Everybody is fighting for monies. If somebody feels like somebody has a few more dollars than them, they're going after them because the bits of hustling that they were doing has been limited now even more.
I'm guessing because of the pandemic, and I'm thinking like why the hustler is affected, right? Because if I'm out of a job and I'm not going to my dealer for whatever I'm getting, you know, illegally, then their money dries up. So then that's where some of the beef is, and it's causing violence. So the interim police chief, Susan Mannheimer, she says in a quote, she thinks the rise in violence is coming from early release of prisoners and the inability to hold people in jail for lower level crimes, anxiety. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know that it's from the lower level criminals that was released. I personally don't see that. It could be. I don't know what their statistics are.
Well, let me give you some more, too, some other comments from the police department and from the mayor. You know, they've said that prior years we've seen a decrease in because of violence reduction programs like Operation Ceasefire. But those programs involved meeting in person. And because that's not happening because of the pandemic, then they can't do that work, which is work that would you do. Also, too, firearms. There's been an increase in people having firearms. Thoughts on that?
I agree with the in-person has put a hamper on services, even though many organizations are still meeting in person for some of the highest risk youth. And guns has always been a problem.
Right. What about youth? Social workers, you know, they're saying in law enforcement, people are bored. You have young people that are bored. They don't have nothing to do. And what's that saying? An idle mind is the devil's playground.
That is a big portion is people are bored and it's no real opportunities. It's nothing else for them to do but find criminal activity. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to bring this up real quick because I had done a case study last month. But I just wanted to run some numbers by you. It's interesting because we were at 94 homicides the end of October. But 30 of those was 36 plus. And 6 was 13 to 17. So from my point of view, it was more older folks that was killed here.
So you have slightly older people going back to what you said about hustling and they trying to make ends meet. Interesting. As far as Oakland violence, you know, when I was growing up, when you were growing up in Oakland, we didn't really have gangs. It was more turf. Now it's gangs. And gang culture has changed, too.
It definitely has. I feel a part of it is like a lot of folks went to jail in the 80s. A lot of people got addicted to crack. and people got sentenced, I feel, unfairly in a lot of cases. So that really broke up the family. So the TERFs start going away. The TERFs used to be more regulated, and it was rules to the game far as what you could or couldn't do, or somebody, you had somebody to say something when you really, really just totally out of line.
So you had clear leadership within the TERF.
You did. Mm-hmm. So all those guys got taken away, put away for a long time. And as I say, it broke up families, but then it left a lot of youth to fend for themselves in the streets. And I think that's where this gang mentality got set up throughout the years. A lot of youth were running with other youth without any leadership and start creating these gangs.
And how does that affect your work, that they don't have that hierarchy, you know, like this is the top leader? And
it becomes difficult because we have to search and search, and we have to find somebody who they may look up to.
Because back in the day, you would go to the gang leader and talk to the gang leaders and resolve it. But because there's no clear leader, then you have to go to somebody that they look up to. With all that's going on, what is your workload like? I can only imagine.
It's heavy. With Youth Alive, it's a total of 8 of us. We're spread throughout all of Oakland. I have to give them all the credit because they're on the ground. And they respond to just about every shooting in Oakland, every homicide, every bedside visit to make sure no one else gets hurt. A few weeks ago, we had just shooting after shooting. Mm-hmm. That was hectic. And in another case, when the pandemic first started, we had some shootings, and we were supposed to be off the streets, but the guys and the girls showed up, and they made a big difference early on, because I know it could have gotten a bunch worse.
That was Glenn Upshaw, lead violence interrupter for Youth Alive. He spoke to KELW's Janae Darden. You can go to our website to watch Janae's award-winning documentary short, Where is East Oakland? Go to KELW.org.